Blackstone Audio presents Whirlwind by Robert Liparulo.
This one is for my parents, May Gannon and Tony Liparulo. Thank you for instilling in me the belief that my imagination could take me anywhere. Turns out, it has taken me everywhere.
Stop. Listen to House of Dark Shadows, Watcher in the Woods, Gatekeepers, and Timescape before continuing.
All that is necessary for evil to succeed is that good men do nothing. Edmund Burke. The universe is stranger than we can imagine. Bill Bryson. Chapter 1. Thursday, 6:24 p.m. Pinedale, California. David King's scream echoed against the chamber walls, loud in his ears, but not loud enough. He could tell by the way it bounced back at him that his voice did not penetrate the thick stones. He leaned back against a cold wall. Lifting his head, he screamed again anyway.
Help! Can anyone hear me? Anyone?
The last word started strong but faded like the shriek of a man falling into a bottomless pit. Darkness, blacker than ink, engulfed him, but it didn't matter. He kept his eyes squeezed shut, as though doing so would make the last thing he'd seen not be real, would make it go away. He was stuck in a room only slightly larger than an upended coffin, portaled there from a pantry off Taxidian's kitchen. He had found a box of matches on a protruding stone and lit one. He had seen that the floor was covered in bones, most of them. Rib cages, spines.